All right, the first test is, can you hear me in the back? Susan, you hear me? Okay, well, I hear you too. Must be good. Ah, thank you. Thank you. That's unusual. I tell you what, before I even get started, all of you have been sitting now for at least an hour and 40 minutes. Get up. Stretch. If you feel like it, give the person next to you a little back rub. It'll be good exercise for you, and it'll be good for them. All right, don't get carried away. That's enough. That's enough. All right, folks. Recess is over. All right, nearly everyone is seated. I guess that's good enough. Before I even begin qualifying, the Ask It Basket has been mentioned, and I am amazed it's the first time it's ever happened to me that there is not one single question in the Ask It Basket, and I can only think of two possible reasons for that. One of them is I have done such an outstanding job that I haven't left anything that anybody would want to ask about, or you have heard me and said, he's so damn dumb, no use asking him. The basket is in the hospitality room. It's the Silver Star basket. They say, but if you can't find the basket, I'll do. Just hand it to me. And maybe twice. Some of the most interesting things in conventions I've done like this have come from questions, anonymous questions, that bring up things that none of us had ever thought about. So, if you feel like it, by all means do that. Now, let me qualify. I'm AG. I'm a glutton. I am a compulsive eater. And if I make today, by the grace of God, the help of the program, and the support of folks just like you, on this go-round, I'll have 15 years and 9 months and 5 days of abstinence, and I've lost over 100 pounds, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful for this recovery. Somehow or other, in many, many meetings, it's become offensive or in poor taste to talk about abstinence and weight. I even hear people sometimes say this program's not about weight, and my response to that is, the hell it's not. It's certainly why I'm here. I talk about weight and abstinence every time I open my mouth in a meeting, and there are two reasons for that. I think both of them valid. The first reason, and not necessarily the most important, is that the newcomer, thank God, cannot look at me and tell I used to weigh a lot more than 100 pounds, more than I weigh now. And I'm thankful for that. But that means in order for the newcomer or the suffering old-timer to catch that spark of hope, I have to tell them about it. You never know who's listening. You never know who might catch that spark of hope. If you have abstinence and weight loss, for God's sakes, don't keep it under a bushel basket. Tell about it every time you talk in a meeting. Every time you talk in a meeting, talk about abstinence and weight. Well, people say, what about Aunt Sally? She's been coming for 7 years, says she has 6.5 years of abstinence, and she probably weighs 50 pounds more than she did when she started coming. We don't want to hurt her feelings. Well, I don't want to hurt her feelings either, but she's the poorest possible advertisement for this program. I've never had the courage to do it, but I appreciate my friend Roseanne. Many of you know Roseanne.